Arthur Black slogs through the mud and climbs into his pickup truck. He drives through one of his peach tree orchards in York, South Carolina.
We're not used to having 2 feet of water in the summertime on these things.
The state has had more rain at this point in the year than it's had in almost 5 decades. Black rumbles through the orchard, past dead yellowish trees and tiny rotten peaches.
And we ought to pick another 1,000 baskets of peaches off of this, and we picked nothing.
Black says some orchards did better, but he lost about 1/4 of his total peach crop. He knows others who took even bigger hits, like a farmer with 50 acres of cantaloupe that basically washed out, rotted, and attracted a sea of flies. South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley compares the crop damage to what you'd see after a hurricane.
The amount of rainfall that we have seen across South Carolina has become absolutely disastrous for the farmers in the state.
Haley has asked the U.S. Department of Agriculture for a disaster declaration for the entire state, which would allow farmers to apply for low-interest emergency loans. Farmers across North Carolina are struggling, too. Amy Poyer of the State Department of Agriculture works with farmers in Mecklenburg and 10 other counties. She says the crop losses are widespread.
It is statewide. So I'll hear from my coworkers that are more on the eastern part of the state, and they'll talk about how they've just had complete crop losses.
Some state agriculture commissioners in the southeast estimate the crop losses could add up to billions of dollars. South Carolina has had its second wettest January through July on record, and North Carolina has had its third wettest, according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. That's a dramatic swing from the severe drought of the past few years. Here's some perspective. The drought caused Lake Hartwell in South Carolina to shrink to near record low levels late last year. This summer, it almost filled to a record high. Here's climate scientist Jake Crouch.
In the southeast, we've gotten way too much rain, and we've gotten it way too fast. So it's almost too much for our infrastructure to handle.
In fact, dry spells can be easier on farmers than downpours. Steve Troxler is North Carolina's agriculture commissioner.
The old adage as a farmer is that a dry year will scare you to death and a wet year will kill you. And, you know, we can irrigate some of our crops when it's dry, but when it's wet, you can't take the water out.
But you can try to cover the crops. Back in York, rain falls on plastic tarps at the Hall family farm. The Halls use the tarps to cover a few acres of vegetables. It kind of looks like they're in tunnels. Sam Hall said that setup was crucial this summer.
Our tomatoes outside, we picked probably 30-40% of them, of what we should have been able to pick. The rest was just a loss.
But the tomatoes in the tunnels are doing much better, and the Halls haven't lost as many of the berries they grow. Another problem farmers are facing is just getting to their crops. In Concord, North Carolina, Brent Barbie is sliding around his family's vegetable farm in a golf cart. He says even his all-terrain vehicle can't handle this much mud.
We've been stuck twice this morning. It's just one of those things where it takes you an additional 30-45 minutes to go back to the house, get a tractor and a log chain, and come back and pull it out, and then start again.
Barbie says some of the mud holes are 2 feet deep. He bought rubber boots that cover his entire lower legs to slosh through the mess.
And you've got times where, okay, I've got to get in the rain and actually do this to keep this from rotting in the field, number one, to keep me from getting behind on my next crop, number two.
Barbie says best case scenario, he and his family will probably lose about 1/5 of their vegetables this year. That's assuming the weather gets better, even as the southeast is entering the peak of hurricane season.
Don't even talk about a hurricane. I'd hate to see a hurricane come. Of course, it can't get a whole lot wetter, but just put on our swimming trunks and go then, I guess.
He says the biggest difference would be the breeze. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Concord.